We say, do you have to get like something like Wayne? Like, so they will say something like something get like Wayne. So, but see, there's Gemara and Sukkah. Fancy Gemara and Sukkah. The Gemara, Memhei, I'm in the base. The Gemara and Sukkah says, Amar Chizkiya, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Mishum, Rav Shimon, by Achai. Yochlani, Lifter, Chol Olam Kulam, Emna Din. I can patter the world, Emna Din, Miyom, Miyom Shana Vresi, Vresi Arata. Kilo, he's 70 years old. I can patter the world, Emna Din, for 70 years in the Marskos. That's the first thing. Then it says, the Moli El Azabini Iimi, Biyom Shanivra Olam Arachsha. Kilo, if I can do it, I can do it 80 years. If my son were with me, I can do it like I can add 3,000 years. One person adds 3,000 years. Here's what Gemara says. If my schus, I can have it from I'm living 70 years. If my son with me, I can add 3,000 years. That's something marvel to add 3,000 years.
Something like this with Persia.
What?
Something like this with Persia. You have five people running.
This is the Shaila. The Shaila is the Shaila. Rav Chaim Shlevitz said, "B'chosai brought from the camp Chamisha Mea, Revava, Chamisha Mea 20 to 1, Mea Revava 100 to 1. It goes up, but not so much.
The
word became Chamisha Mea. Five will chase Mea." And Mea would chase 10,000. Here, the ratio goes up because there's Rabbim, it's more koach. But here, it's much more. Here, you add one person, it adds P 3,000. That's that. Much more than B'chosai. B'chosai, we add a little bit. We add Mea Chamisha, Chamisha Mea, Mea Revava. That's what Rav Chaim asked. And here we're adding thousands. Not just, the shal is, in B'chosai, it says, five chase Mea, meaning one to 20. Then Mea chase Revava, Mea to 100. It goes up. Says Rashi, and Rabbim has Mokach. Here we see, right here, in one person, adds P 3,000. That's much more. Not 20 to 1, 100 to 1. Add 3,000. Something, wow, my phone.
Even though he's only
a yachid, one person, he can part of the world, Madin, 70 years. If his son were with him, 3,000 years. That means however, thousands more. So Rav Chaim said, Chaim Shlevitz said this. It's Nafkamina. He said, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Elazar, Ishok Rav Levachod. They are one person. Ishok Levachod. Is the bleak vorm. There it's a rabbin, 5 to 1, 100 to 1. The rabbin adds koyach, but rabbin is killed, people separate, but rabbin, so rabbin adds koyach. But if they're one person, then this koyach is bleak vorm. If Rav Shimon Elazar, by Chai Elazar together, but they're not time together, not the two people, they're one person. Ishkab Levachot, they're together, not together. Time one aid person there, Yachad Mamish, Achdus Atzuma, Ish Echad, two people, is the bleak vorm.
Well, they don't bring the bleak vorm. They bring what? 10 years. They give 80 years. The third guy, he brings the
2,000. No. Here's what the Gemara says. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, I can part of the world 70 years. If my son is with me, 3,000 years. That means
son is 3,000 years old. Yeah. The third.
Yeah, I read the Gemara. I'm a Shemayachon. Yochan Lifter Kulam Adin. Yom Shen Reisi Arachsha. 70 years. If Elazar b'nei with me, Yom Shen Nivra the Oilam till now. 3,000 years more.
Ah, he brings it 3,000 years. And
then Yosam with me, Yom Shen Nivra Oilam at Sofo. 3,000. Yeah, many thousand years.
More.
Thousand years. So we see everyone adds thousands. So Chaim says, because here there are ishok rab levechad. Not them orechad. There are ishok rab levechad.
Who was this Yosam?
Yeah, this Yosef was also Ishak Rabbeinu.
Yeah, yeah. With yeah, he's.
But yeah. Give him the same time as that?
No.
So how could he be behind?
No, in the next world. In the next world. He's a Melech who was very Mechabed Av. His Melech is Kibud Av. He's very Mechabed Av. He's a big skus.
But he lived a long time ago.
Or no, yeah,
no,
but
I'm saying he was the Melech.
Right, yeah, but if they're together, somehow, together. If they be together,
not physically. Not physically.
If they be together in some way.
Right,
right.
They're saying that they are. They would be. If they're together, they would be.
Yeah. They're together. Yeah, so we see here. We see the Koach, Rav Shimon, and his son. One time, two people. They were one person. So see, they gave out this Zohar. So I was looking a bit in the Zohar over here. So the.
Which
Amud? I know.
Which
Amud? Oh, Rachavav. Right. So in Amr Chavav. Yeah, it says. Yeah, in Chav Zayin. Amchav Zayin says Amar Rabbi Arba. Read the Masechta Yomei Dvash. Rav Fish. Kol oisim chaverim she'enem oavim elu es elu mistalkim min ha'olam ad shelo magiyas manam. Well, they lived the world before this man. Ketamid Rabbi Kiva shenifteru es manam eshlo kibdu zeh ze karoy. Avol all the chaverim of Rabbi Shimon abas nefesh v'ruach hoyse b'neim v'chein b'doroshel Rabbi Shimon hoya limud sodos haTorah begolim. They were the ava b'neim was made them a schus. That they could have Lima Torah Asar B'Roi. If the Ava is not so well, Chalila, they leave the world. Rabbi Kiva Talmidim. But if the Ava is very well, then there's a big, big Seth Ishmael, and they learn Sodos Torah B'Goli. They says Vayta Hoya Rav Shimon Omer Kol Hachaverim She'enem Oavim Elu Es Elu Gormim Shel Yochu B'Derech Hayoshel Fi Shalidei She'enem Oavim Elu Hashkina Mistolekes Mehem Be'elem Siyua Min Hashkina Leches B'Derech Hayoshel Va'od She'osim Ha'ad Shosim pegam b'shchina. Yeah, and he says Avram Avinu, Ohav is Yitzchak. Yitzchak Ohav is Avram. B'hoyu who are mischapkim zeh b'zeh. Klaimar kol echad nosan mi. Midaso Lasheni Yaakov Petiferes Shneim or you Ochasim Bo Be'Ava Mitzad Chesed Ach Mitzad Gvura Kol Echad Nasl Midaso Mele everything everyone was together and the Chaverim Oiskim Betora Shabal Peh Shemalchus Tzrichim Lios Kod Tugmasam Lehov Elos Elu Lo right. So it's a big actor. Maybe actor is a big yisod in Rav Shimon. They were echad.
There was nifter also with
talking about
Achdus.
There was nifter
of being Dorish, and
then
when the
Idra
finished his office, he was Dorish, was doing Malvish, and put together, he was Dorish, and he was Malvish, and then 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 he was Mal It's the same thing because he was all
together.
Also, when Rabbi Akiva also was, when Mekabetz Talmidim, he said,
Right. When there's a Medrash Rabbah, in Chayei Sora, at the end of Chayei Sora, that says that Rabbi Akiva made five new Talmidim, and he told the five new ones, Harishonim Vamesu Ella Shayu and named Soro Sora Zeh Bezeh Atem Lo Tio Kamosa.
Saru Minehidim?
No, they were like Torah. They weren't. Happy, the other one is being jealous. Is being all that, yeah, jealous, yeah. But there's you atem lo tio kamosa. Medrash Rabbah in Chayei Sora.
That's
Rabbi
Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva. Right. Sar Ayin. Medrash.
That's why there's so much
emphasis
in the room.
Why? Okay, I'll take one of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What should we do the ma'aseh? Right. How should we make after the ma'aseh? How should we make it? It says in the Zohar. Yeah, that Avram, Yitzhak, and not Yaakov and Yosef. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov had this ma'aseh. They were oyim zeh and they gave each one the midah. The midah they had they gave. They gave the other one. That's what should we do to make. We have to make achdus.
Does it mean that Avram gave the midah to Yitzhak? Yitzhak was the opposite. Avram is chesed, he's gevurah.
Yeah, but it says they gave each one the midah. It says in the according to the Masechet Midrash, they gave each one. Avram gave chesed to Yitzhak, and he gave Avram gevurah. And Tiferes Yaakov, he also gave.
Tiferes is a combination.
Yeah.
And then I can understand more.
Yeah.
Because he's taking Avram Yitzhak together and he's making
them a third. They gave each one. Everyone gave each one their midah. What does it mean they gave the midah? What does that mean? They gave Avram was chesed. It was gevurah. Avram gave him his midah. What does that mean? He gave him his midah.
So you're talking.
What?
You're talking. There was
achdus.
They taught each other.
Everyone taught each other their midah.
I don't know. When I say in Shemoneh Esrei, I say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak. That means that they're separate. Ve Elokei Yaakov is ve. The Vav tells me that he took both of them and he made a third.
Right.
So Avram is different than Yitzchak.
But it says here that they gave each one their midah.
This is what I'm right about. I'm this and everything, and I'm wrong. Everyone else is wrong. This is the right way. If you're doing this, then you're with me. If not, you're wrong. So, person has to just be more. I don't know if the word is open-minded, or more just humble, and just be like, there's different ways of what's serving Hashem. This is what I hold to my way, and don't be so stark. Like this is the only way. Just this is my way. See, another person doing different. Doesn't mean he's wrong, right? No, you don't wrong, right? Just he's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing. We can all be together. Once you become all like, this is the only way, though. Everyone else is wrong, then it's like, I have to like pretend to be okay with them, but then they deep down you feel like nobody's doing the wrong thing. If you're like, no, this is how I serve, I do my thing, then you could be more okay. I could have a relationship with him because he's doing his thing.
No, and more than that, I want to give him my Indian. He wants to give me his Indian.
Right, so you have to be open to hearing what he has to say.
No, and accept it. No, you're not going to be wrong. No, you're not going to be wrong. No, you're not going to be wrong.
The point is each person has to respect the other person's opinion.
Respect.
Sincerely.
Respect.
You have to
respect, right.
Even if it's kfirah,
what?
You own his kfirah, he doesn't own his kfirah.
No, this is not kfirah. Well, well, why is it kfirah?
No, not this.
I think in general,
he doesn't want to take.
No, not kfirah. No, don't ask kfirah.
Kfirah is subjective.
Not kfirah.
Maybe to one guy, kfirah is azoi. Another guy, kfirah is azoi. It's not that everyone has the same level of kfirah. Certain things are black and white kfirah, saying, I don't know, Hashem didn't create the world. But some people say, if you're doing this, it's kfirah. People say, what? That's not kfirah. So even, I'm saying that the term of kfirah is not as a lot of people.
No one has kfirah. No one is quite frank. There's no kfirah. There are different ways of serving Hashem. We have to accept and be happy. Everyone has different ways to serve Hashem. Accept them and be happy with them. That's a big, big thing. Be happy with everyone serving Hashem. Be happy how everyone is serving Hashem. Very, very, very chashuv. Be happy how people want to run me wrong. They're very happy with them. That's their simcha. They should be happy. They want to be wrong. Be happy with them. Accept them. Very good. No, very.
But even though you don't hold from someone else, mahalach, derech, hashita.
Right, right.
You should think about the nekuda, why he's doing it, because the ma'ase. No, it was to serve Hashem in this way.
Yeah, but it's not wrong. I don't hold it in. Give me a dugma. I don't want to hold it in. Why don't I hold it in?
There's a big vikuach these days.
Why
people say it's a sagara to do it. That's it. Because if chas v'sholom, something's going to happen, there'll be a big Hashem yishmo. Some people say, no. You know why the Medina doesn't let us to go there? Because they're against Bruchnias.
Yeah.
So who's right?
Except everyone got me wrong. Accept it, right? Yeah. Accept it. Except going to Meiron. Even in the old days, there was no sakana, and some people don't go. So those who don't go have to accept those that go and be happy for them.
What do you mean by be happy for them?
Their happiness is going to Meiron. We have to be happy for them that they hold Meiron. Meiron is very high. Very. A lot of mufsim happen in Meiron. Look in the pamphlet by Melchizedek Biederman, has many mufsim happen in Meiron. Made mufsim so.
Everyone said over. I don't know if this is kosher, but everyone said over that Yaakov didn't hold Shimon and Levi going to do what they did. Be down and dishmi
matzliach. Right. He holds they're wrong what they did, but he damned them matzliach. Right.
You hold the guy should. You give the guy a ride to the bus to whatever everyone, even whatever the example is, even though you hold what the person should do whatever it is that.
No, it's not Instagram, Miro. No, it's
I know there's right. That's just some examples of what
Miro. Many years, and they had different ways of learning, but they were very close together. Nachum and Shmuel learned together in many years.
Who said that?
He
sat behind them?
Yeah. When I was in Mir in New York, and in the Laon Gimel, somebody told me his father sat behind them in Shanghai. They were big fight every day, big fighting.
Before they would stop learning?
Did they?
Who?
Nachum and Shmuel learned together for six years. And they said every day there was a big fight. Next day they're not going to come back together. And they came together.
They said they're not going to come back.
The one behind them
saw
it.
You didn't know the Gemara in Kedushin.
Maybe he knew it.
How long did they learn from when
they went? Learned from two in the afternoon until two in the morning. That was Chavrusa.
Two in the afternoon.
2 in the afternoon till 2 in the morning. They
every day?
Every day.
In
Shanghai?
Yeah. 6 years?
6 years.
What they didn't talk to?
They learned the Mishakta of the Yeshiva. From 2 o'clock, they learned Kachem. From 2
to 2. The Mishakta of the Mishakta is famous.
Yeah, we have to accept everyone's Mahalach. Tell them because everyone's Mahalach in life and everything. It's not easy to do this.
What does it mean to accept? I mean, no problem. Everyone's welcome to learn however they want. It makes no difference in my life. I'm very happy for everyone. To
people live in different ways. People go diving late.
What does that mean? That's not what the Akhtar started talking about. Okay, it's not fighting. I don't fight with them. Go to Meron, I don't care. That's not what the Rabbi Shimon here is talking about.
Be happy for them.
I could be happy with someone that goes to Davin after
Akhtar,
not feel it.
Yeah.
What does it mean, happy?
No, maybe. I heard he's making a mistake, but he. He was that way. They seen that way. Some
hold that way.
What?
They hold that way.
How they could hold that way? We have a
Shulchan
Aruch.
No, that's what
I
think, though.
No, they have a different.
They have a different system.
I don't understand.
How we get actors then? Everyone's different then. Everyone's doing different things then. How we get? There's no actors. Where are we? Where are we having actors?
In the yeshiva world, or in the Shiva world, we don't care what they're saying. Is Rebbe saying we should only like respect other people's opinions in the yeshiva world, or are we saying all Yidden?
All Yidden.
The shir is for you.
Mechaber everyone could write.
There's one in Gedolin that was against my Rosh Hashanah. Very, very sharp. So he had an issue of not having Achdus?
No,
he helped them wrong.
Yeah, but he was Echad with them.
Well, how does it mean? So can Rabbi explain this more, what that means, being Echad with them?
Isn't the Yaakov the story with Yaakov a good Maisa? He held your mamash wrong. He davened the Shri Matzriach.
His children.
They weren't his children. He wouldn't have done for them to be Matzriach.
He held everyone as kosher. Even though he's not doing like Yubichal, then not learning Musa. He's learning, not in your shita, but you have to hold of him as the.
If our Abba for a fellow Yid is based off his actions, it's Luyudar.
We have to love every Yid without any.
Maybe the author in the Vardic, I'm sure that he said, the author in the Vardic, one of them said, Hatzaricha Kamaicha, I read this myself, Hatzaricha Kamaicha, love yourself and love yourself, love your friend and love yourself. You don't have any truth, and why do you love yourself? Well, you don't need cheshbonis.
Right.
Love the people the same way. You don't have to, well, this, no, there's no cheshbonis. Do you give a cheshbonis for why you love yourself? No.
Right. Yes, yeah, so it's a very big thing, right? To love everyone. To love everyone is a very big insult. To love every year. Yeah.
Let me circle back to Yehuda's question. I feel like this Va took a turn of how could we make everybody right? And then Rebbe said, not everybody has to be right. We should still love them.
Right.
Can we go back to Yehuda's question? Not everything has to have has to have an answer of how they're right.
Right.
Let them be wrong.
Right.
And still love them.
That's right. Let them be wrong and love them. Right.
So it's not Davin Shachar is at 12:07 when Chatzos is at 12:06.
Right.
So they daven 12:07, the Seder. So you can still love them.
We love them.
They put on tefillin. They appreciate that.
Love them.
The tefillin was huge. So they daven. So they had daven 2 minchas. Okay. So they daven 2 minchas.
So love them.
In Shemayim, let Hashem deal with 2 minchas.
Right. That's right. So we have to love every year.
Yehuda's question was: if we're trying to get to the ish echad the lev echad, what can we? I can't reach the Rashbi's level. The Rashbi is way above us.
Right.
But how are we walking away from the Vat saying we're going to have achdus, that we're going to appreciate each other and love each other and stop looking, oh, you're different than me, so I'm cutting you out of my life forever. What are we doing?
What should we do? Every year is a tzalam elokim, and we have to love him. Right. Every year is a son of Hashem. Hashem.
Also, to know whose blood is redder.
Right. No one's blood is redder. Right. No one's blood is redder. Right.
And
maybe
Asher Chaim wants something like that.
Yeah. I Asher Chaim. What happens? They say kill him or I'll kill you. And he's a yid who's not doesn't do Torah mitzvahs. So he has to be killed. And not kill him.
That's all.
What?
That's all. Right?
Yeah. It's a big kiddush. Big kiddush.
Even though he does
say that, he's saying that. No, but is that not la hachis? Tell me.
I don't know everyone here. It seems like everyone's like really angry at every frat. I'm not angry at any frat. I don't care. I like Hasim. I'm going to make them when they want. I have no problem with them. It seems like everyone's really mad at them. I want to be ba'achos with them, and I'm not mad at them. I still want to be more on a level of be'echot. I have no problem with people going to Meron. I've got no problem with it. It seems like everyone's mad at the guys that go to Meron, and he's mad at the guys that. Everyone's like really angry at them. I don't know what the issue everyone has with other people. Everyone can do what they like Moshe said, it's Hashem's problem, it's not my problem. I mean, well, everyone thinks that everyone else's problem is their own problem. Leave it to Hashem. Leave it to Hashem, right?
Not against Hashem. Not against Hashem.
Let's say there is someone who's against.
No, not Achis.
We're not coming here to make sure.
So what should we do? So let's say a maskana. What should we love every year? Seeing every year a maila. See every year a maila. So seeing every year some maila.
Are we able to use our children as a remnant? Someone as a child, they can understand. They know this exists. They can love someone without strings attached. So how do we build from there and now try to see an other year then?
Even children, not push it, people, they love all children. Children, they're not like them. They don't love them so much.
Sure, but we understand that we should be.
Right, so, right, like children. We see everyone is a Myla, love the Myla, and then love them, right? No matter what they're doing. That's a must matter. No matter what they're doing, love them. I love the Myla in them, love the Yid in them. Doesn't matter what they're doing. Right, very good. Biggest soul. Love the Maila as a yid in them. Their yid. Love them without a kashur to what they're doing in Rabbichla. Right. So that'll be major. That God loved the Maila was not sin. Okay, so we have to love every year, right? No matter what they're doing. That's the issue. That's the issue. No, love every year, no matter what he's doing. Doesn't matter what he's doing, love them. try to see a melon. Try to see a melon in every year. A melon every year and love them. It'll be a very atzmo. No? Something melon. No?
Is the melon that they are in?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all doing some good things. Everyone's doing a good thing. I mean, they're all doing good things. Well, that'd be a big thing, no? Big thing. Right? Okay, Hashem, help us. We have to get, maybe get something Rav Shimi. If we have some Achdus, that would be a little bit of Rav Shimi's Mahalach. Achdus.
Achdus
Rav
Shimi says,
that's the
Torah.
Yeah.
It had more Torah.
Yeah, more Torah, right? More
Gilui
has
sowed.
Yeah,
possibly.
Right. Do that every year is a big avodah. Every year, they have like itself, it's a big avodah. We're going to try to do that. Try to act us with every believer. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Okay.
So,
Shabbat
shalom.